The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hide the kids and the easily offended. This is the Nate Darling Show, uncensored.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Alrighty. It's the Monday episode, the kind of time when we break out the curse words and the things that will hurt feelings and the socially unacceptable things and say them into microphones.
Cock-knocking fucktards.
Mm-hmm. Things like that. That's a good example.
That is a good example.
Yes, and.
I've never said that. Cock-knocking fucktards.
I love the word fucktard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not...
It's not acceptable in any way, and I love it. And it's perfectly descriptive of so many people I've met.
So many.
So many people on my feed.
Oh, man. No, don't blow your wad yet. No. We have it coming up.
We do. Coming up on the Monday episode, we've got small town news. Oh, the people of Plattsburgh are speaking out again.
I love it.
It's a favorite. Plus, another episode of Sex Toy News.
Yay!
Yes.
I may need to get some actual production for that. Maybe not.
I thought you had all the production.
Not for that. I just got a song I'm playing.
That's how you need.
And the story of a man I'm just going to refer to as The Measurer.
Ooh. Okay.
The Measurer.
I like the sound of this guy. I like the cut of his jib.
Yeah, well, we'll see if you like...
I don't know. It sounds like the episode of Friends where Joey realized that his tailors are pedophile.
What? I don't remember that episode.
Well, you'll have to stick around near the end of the show, and we can figure all of that out. But first, let's go ahead and do this.
Now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
Let's just jump right in. Let's just jump right in.
Let's do it.
You guys didn't have anything in particular leading off, so I've got something.
Oh, okay. I can't. Let's fucking hear it, Nate. I want to hear you go off.
All right. So... I saw, first of all, memes piss me off. some of them are funny, some of them are great. You know what they're not? Necessarily factual.
Without a doubt.
Just because you wrote something on a picture and put it on Facebook does not make it true. The other thing is I get a lot of people who say things like, I get my news from Facebook or I get my news from Twitter. You're an idiot. Because you don't. What you get from Facebook and Twitter is the nonsense bullshit that your friends and acquaintances are talking about on social media. That's not the news. That's just chatting around the fucking stove. You goddamn 21st century hillbilly, you. That's all it really is.
Yeah?
So when I saw a meme on Facebook that said, one athlete kneels down and the country loses its mind. Thousands of Native Americans protest, and there's a media blackout. So I, being the person that looks inside first, says, well, I know about the Native American protests in North Dakota, about the pipelines. It's been going on for quite some time. Let's see what happens to this total news blackout. I search North Dakota... protest. And I went ahead and clicked on news when the search results. And here are some of the media outlets that have done stories on this. Here are some of the big news blackouts. NBCNews.com has a story today about it. Time Magazine. KGW in Portland has a magazine. ABC News. NBC News, the Dallas Morning News, Fox News, the New York Times, the Bismarck Tribune, NPR, the New Republic, the Huffington Post, the PBS NewsHour, all have been running news stories over the past at least 6 weeks talking about the protest over the pipeline in North Dakota. There's no media blackout. Your insipid, short-sighted, narrow-minded, nitwitted friends haven't been talking about it. It's not in their consciousness. That doesn't mean there's a media blackout. You fucking simpletons. Stop getting your news from Facebook
or
Twitter.
Or reposting articles that say media blackout when that's just a click line. That's just a...
There's no such thing as a media blackout!
But just the fact that there is something that says there's a media blackout...
Well, part I think part of that one is they don't think that those things are getting the coverage it should get. Because actually, for a while, Lawrence O'Donnell was the only national news person who was really talking about it.
Right. It's not getting it's not getting the same coverage that Kaepernick was. Yeah. But you know why that is? Because everybody took to social media to either complain or praise Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
One or the other. Everybody was upset on one side or the other. And everybody with the North Dakota thing, if they know about it, they are like, well, I'm not Native American, and I don't live in North Dakota.
Right.
So they don't care. It's not in their backyard. It's not in their interest. They don't see it. It didn't happen. Therefore, there must be a media blackout, because I would have heard about it on Facebook or Twitter.
Yes.
No, you wouldn't have. No. No, you would not have.
Yeah.
I had somebody do the same shit with the when the floods in Baton Rouge were happening. And they were talking about, oh, why come the media's not talking about this? And I'm like, if you watched any of the morning news shows, it's the first thing that they led with, like, for 3 weeks. Or, you know, the whole time it was coming on. So I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Also, you don't even have to watch the news. No. If you're one of these assholes who's like, well, I'm not going to watch the news. I don't blah, blah, blah. I cut the cord. Go to Google, do a search, and click news. It will have everything there.
Yeah.
There'll be videos. There'll be written stories about it. Here's one from September 9th. Government steps in after judge denies tribe's request. There are articles going back into, I saw some going back into the summertime.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of news coverage about it. It's just your friends and your acquaintances have been unaware of it.
And you don't watch the news.
Or you don't even read the news. I mean, like, if you look at, I don't know about you, but I look at, you know, different websites, and I'll look down and see what the other stories are that they have listed there, not just what the first two or three that have pictures on them are.
Mm-hmm.
I read the headlines of the other ones to get an idea of what other stories I'd like to read, not just the ones they're trying to promote to me. I mean, that's how you find those other articles. You know, just because you have to look for it. I mean, there used to be a day where, you know, there was a front page, and that there was like, you know, five or six stories on that front page,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Of the newspaper. And then you would open up the newspaper and there'd be more stories in it.
Yeah.
It's crazy how that works.
In different sections. No.
Now you got to scroll and click another time.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Exactly. It's so much work.
Yeah.
So what's bothering you, Kareem? Anything?
Tommy Lauren.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you're bringing this bitch up. No, seriously, though. This is like... I mean, like, I would call her an asshole if he was a dude. I mean, like,
hey, don't be gender specific with your insults. She can be an asshole too.
Yeah, she's a fucking idiot. Yeah.
So,
People who don't know, who is this?
She's some chick on the Blaze, and she got a show because
she's Becky with good hair.
She's Becky with good hair. That's why she has a show. This bitch. Oh my God. Okay, so now. So we talked about the debate. So now the debate, the Republican answer to the debate is that Lester Holt teamed up with Hillary Clinton against Donald Trump into the fucking debate. Okay. And this, I'm going to rant about her, and I'm going to rant about these people that keep trying to draw an equivalency to Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. It's not fucking equal. Stop it. It's bullshit. It is not equal. I know the news likes to run stories to try to make it seem like they're trying to be fair, but what they're really doing is they're being unfair to Hillary Clinton because they're running bullshit that they're comparing to this. Okay, if you get on fucking stage and you lie and the person doesn't call you on it, then they're not doing their fucking job. He is a journalist. His job is to tell the truth, or at least get close to it as he can. So, everybody doesn't give we've heard about Benghazi. They've talked about Benghazi to the hilt. They have investigated Benghazi to the point where they know which ticks were on the fucking ground in Benghazi. So for the fact that he didn't bring it up at the debate is because the shit's been talked about to ad nauseum.
Right. There's nothing left.
There's nothing left. Her emails, we've talked about it ad nauseum.
And he did bring those up.
And he did bring them up. The fact that Donald Trump didn't run with him or delve into him because he didn't know, really didn't have the information to talk about him, that's Donald Trump's fucking fault. Lester Holt did not gang up on Donald Trump. He asked questions. He let them answer the questions. The fact that your boy didn't know shit, that's on him. That's on his, oh, I don't really need to prepare for the debate. That's his fucking fault. So stop trying to act like it was a smear job, a campaign against him. So if Chris Wallace asks questions and he don't know the fucking answers to them, is Chris Wallace going to all of a sudden be against the Republican Party too?
Mm-hmm. That's like, how it works.
Yeah.
Just so people have a reference, she has a Facebook page where she put the video, and the post is titled, Lester Holt and Hillary Clinton debated Donald J. Trump last night, but I have a few unanswered questions. We'll take a little listen to see why Kareem is so upset. Oh, check out that music. Yeah.
I just want to slap her in the face.
Oh, you know I have some debate night final thoughts. Here we go. Last night, Hillary Clinton, Lester Holt, and the mainstream media debated Donald Trump. Fair. But that's okay. We deplorables are used to this crap. Funny, though, robot Hillary can't remember C means classified, but she remembered to repeat all of her buzzwords.
I call it trumped up, trickle down.
A man who can be provoked by a tweet should not have his fingers anywhere near the nuclear codes.
Secretary,
fact,
you
I
have no plan.
A book about it. It's called Stronger Together. You can pick it up
that's
tomorrow.
About all
Hillary, we would read your damn book, but after all, what difference does it make? Answer, none. You are Obama. You're a whiter, rounder, more annoying Obama. No change there. And the media bubble wraps you.
Okay. A whiter, rounder Obama.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, she is whiter and she is rounder.
Yes.
She's just like the worst type of human being in the world. Like
pretty on the outside, ugly on the inside.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
But and her voice is so nice, though.
Just as they do him. There are some unanswered questions, many, so I'd like to take this time to ask a few and point out some lies. So
all
let's
right.
go.
Let's answer them.
Hillary, you were for TPP before you were against it. You called it the gold standard. And don't brag about what your husband/co-conspirator did in the 90s. We all know what he did, Monica. Next, despite...
That's not a question.
It's
not, it's not a question, so I'm not answering.
Despite your best efforts to appeal to black voters, let's not forget you did call them super predators. Oh, and the NYC crime rate did go up after stop and frisk was ended. But I get it. Law and order really isn't your thing, especially the law part.
Also not a question.
No.
Oh, and the birther movement. Your campaign did start that back in 2008. Trump ended it, so get familiar.
Not actually true and not a question.
It's, oh, my gosh.
And
now Jason's mad about her.
No, I actually watched another video where like it was like what to do. Like a somebody that... I'm questioning their friendship on Facebook right now, posted her like her rant on like if somebody says, you know, why should these are the answers you should have if one of your friends is going to vote for Hillary. And it's like, man, this bitch.
So she posted. So she gave what 4 sound bites from Hillary.
And
they were just the catchphrases.
And by the way, Lester Holt pointing out that stop and frisk was ruled unconstitutional does not constitute him being against Donald Trump.
No. That's just telling the truth. Oh, well. Okay. Oh, so the murder rate went up for a year and then it went back down. And it only went up by like 15 in the year that it went up. And it's at like a 20-year low. But you really want us to say that stop and frisk worked with only 3? What do you mean? Only this is like less than 1% of the people that they stopped and frisked were actually convicted of a crime.
Yeah, small number.
Yeah, so you're gonna get the fuck out of here.
Oh, hold on, she has more questions.
But now I have a couple questions for Hillary because it seems the only person Lester bothered to rag on last night was Mr. Trump.
Rag on.
So I'll pick up the slack, Hillary. You were awfully critical of Donald Trump's success. You don't like wealthy people, even though you are one. So I'm curious, Mr. Trump made his millions building things and employing people. How did you make yours?
speaking and writing books.
Next question. Hillary, about 70% of Americans are dissatisfied with the way the country is going. How are you going to change it? You've had 30 years to change it. What have you done? In what way have you made life better for Americans?
Well, she actually hasn't been in power most of those years.
She was the wife of the president.
Yeah, she was the first lady, and then she was a senator in a Republican-controlled Congress with a Republican president.
And actually, the people in New York said she did a really good job, so there's that.
Okay, moving on.
We know you abandoned foreign Benghazi. We know you blamed it on a YouTube video. You had to show stamina for 11 hours of testimony because you abandoned our brave Americans for 13-plus in Benghazi, you psychopath.
Actually, the Republican Party defunded, or they took away funding for the protection of the embassy. Yeah.
There's that.
Yeah. Donald Trump makes money. You make excuses and you lie. Next question. If we can't trust you with State Department emails, why should we trust you with nuclear codes? Next question. You and Lester
Well, because those are two completely different things.
Lester hammered Trump on his comments about women, but what about your comments on tens of millions of Americans? You called us deplorable, racist, bigots, homophobes, sexist, Islamophobes, and desperate.
The truth is a defense.
Yeah, that was kind of accurate.
What do you have to say for yourself? Next question.
Okay.
You talked about potential conflicts of interest surrounding Donald Trump, but what about your verified and proven conflicts of interest with the Clinton Foundation and State Department? Be a donor, get a meeting, right? That's not diplomacy, Hillary. That's sketchy. Next.
That hasn't been proven either.
Right.
Okay.
Next question. If you want to create jobs for hardworking Americans, why did you vow to kill the coal industry?
Because the coal industry was already dying, and it's going to kill our planet.
It's like the worst thing that we can do as far as energy is concerned. Like
I said last week, this is the thing that white people say about poor black people. Like, well, if it's so bad, why don't you move? Hey, if you're living in a state that doesn't have jobs, move to a fucking state that got jobs.
And a lot of people do that.
Yeah. The thing that just upsets me so much is just like the sticking point of the TPP.
Yeah, the OPP is way better.
Yes, it is.
No, but the whole, like, she...
I'm down with it.
She explained that, like, she was... when she said it, the gold standard, like, hoping that it would be the gold standard. Like, that's what she wanted it to be. And then when, you know... I'm sure there was some pressure because Bernie was against it also, like, showing, like, this is not the good thing.
But she changed her mind because of Bernie. She didn't change her mind because of Trump.
Listen.
Exactly.
No one will deny that Hillary Clinton is a politician.
Yeah.
And no one will deny that she has changed her position on a few things here and there.
Yeah.
Because that's what people do when they learn new things.
Exactly.
When they see
if he had posted a clip from her in 2016 saying that she was that it was a gold standard as opposed to 2012, then that's a different conversation.
Yeah. Go talk to a bunch of 40-year-old women about their tramp stamp and see if they're as stoked on it now as they were 20 years ago. Let's get to the rest of these questions. Yeah. I like answering your questions. They're easy and stupid.
Next question. If you're so transparent, why did your team lie about your health? We can't even trust you to tell us how you're feeling, let alone anything else. And
she's feeling irritated with this nonsense.
Last question. I'll let Donald J. take this one.
Why did she delete 33,000?
Well, I'll let her ask that, but let me just admonish.
Because when your trash gets full, everything slows down.
Exactly.
You have to delete it.
You got to. I mean, you know, that one might be the most suspect of my answers. But still, if you're going to ask a bunch of nonsense questions, put your good one at the front, not at the back. Because you're not winning anybody over. Jason, do you have anything else you're mad about? Because you got pretty upset about her.
Yeah. I mean, like,
fair.
She's so upsetting. What I'd like to get upset about is that I want to get upset with myself because I'm a fucking tool now. Like, I am a fucking square wet blanket. I was proven numerous times on Friday night when I was trying to calm the party that was happening before my brother gets married the next day.
Oh, good for you.
I'm like, guys are too loud. You guys are, you know, like, you guys be quiet. What the fuck, Jason? Why can't you just let people have a fucking good time? You know what I mean? Like,
it's a last goddamn time. I want somebody to use his fucking brain.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I gotta be responsible. I got a kid coming, but what the fuck? You know, Jesus, maybe you could just let loose and not give a fuck. You know, just go out there and just have a good time. Just enjoy being with everybody. And don't worry about cops getting called or getting kicked out of the hotel or shit like that.
I am an FBI agent!
That one might not have made any sense. It
doesn't make any sense. But, you know, I mean, Jesus Christ. I just need to fucking, like... My fun meter's definitely gone down. I'm not crazy. Like, let's fucking party balls to the wall, Jason, anymore. Like, I'm like, hey everybody, like, let's.
Jason's growing up.
Oh man, you gotta be quiet. Like, we're gonna get a complaint. And like, I say that, and then like within like minutes of me saying that, there's a fucking phone call like coming in the room, and like, you either need to take it inside or you need to take it to the very back of the fucking building. And
oh no, you didn't.
Oh my god, yeah. So. So, fuck you, Jason, being all grown up and being responsible and shit, you son of a bitch. Just get fucking drunk. Go get fucking high and get drunk and just fucking enjoy yourself.
Well, I don't think that's the answer.
No.
Yeah, probably not. I'd be sleeping in the gutter, for sure.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
Do you ever freak out?
He would be the dude. He would be dude that would be throwing up in the shower in the morning of the wedding,
yeah,
trying to get sober enough to be able to stand up.
Oh man, that used to be me, man. Like, I would have been there with a Jameson bottle, being like, "It's an Irish tradition. You gotta have a shot. You gotta have a shot when you get married."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rough times. All right, it's time to move on to. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, we all know what that means. It's time for sex toy news. It's a tale for the ages. A woman buys a vibrator.
Yeah.
Uses it.
Mm-hmm.
And discovers the company that built it is tracking just what she does with it and how often.
And yes, stick it in.
Right? This song's more appropriate now than ever. She is suing, too, in a class action lawsuit representing what the Chicago Tribune reports as tens of thousands of users. That's a very popular dildo. The Illinois woman has marched her smart dildo to Chicago to sue sex toy company Standard Innovation. Right? She accuses the company, which is based in Ottawa, Canada, of consumer fraud, unjust enrichment, intrusion upon seclusion, and violating the Federal Wiretap Act and the Illinois Eavesdropping Statute, and she's asking for unspecified punitive damages.
You know, she should have read those terms of service before clicking out. Yes.
The woman reportedly bought her WeVibe Rave, that's the WeVibe Rave, for $130 back in May, and proceeded to use it several times before learning via a DEFCON hacking convention talk. What are you doing at that, lady? Yeah.
She's working it out.
Yeah, she learned. CNET reported last month, and her extremely personal usage was being scrutinized for marketing purposes by its maker. She's rubbing it on her clit. We know this. She's rubbing it on her clit, and she's jamming it in her pussy. And when it gets nice and wet, and she's turned on just so, maybe, just maybe, she's tickling her little rosebud with it.
I think that what's going on with this is that it is... a web-based app, right? Is it like, do you control it through an app that have on
We're getting to that.
Yeah.
It can connect to a smartphone for such activities as adjusting vibration type.
Mm-hmm.
Tease and Please comes with custom vibes you create. Also Intensity, which builds intensity, not to mention allowing someone else to be at the controls from afar. That's right, you can play together from anywhere in the world. However, she chose to use it, only she and Standard Innovation know, and the case is... The case, too, is clearly a crowd. So, there you go.
Well, yeah, she...
If there's an app, Someone's tracking what you're doing with it.
Yeah, and sorry, but when, as soon as you say yes, I mean, you have to agree to the terms of service. So, I mean, like, you do that on Messenger. That's why so many people didn't download Messenger, because you had to say, yes, I wanted to track all this stuff. So, I'm sorry, lady. I know that it kind of sucks, and you might feel trapped kind of by what happened, but...
We all know you rubbed it on your clit, you put it in your pussy, and you tickled your rosebud with it.
Exactly.
And you know what? Maybe you exchanged dirty text. But you know what? Somebody knew about those anyway.
Yeah, and you know what? Also, like, so what? You're a woman. Why is it that big deal? Like, you know, yeah, like if a guy's fleshlight information got out there, he'd be like, yeah, so what? I have a fleshlight.
We know what you did with a dildo, lady. It's a fucking dildo.
Just like a fleshlight is a fleshlight, you know what I mean? Like,
it's
like,
get the flip phone of dildos, that the plastic one that just vibrates if you want to have privacy.
Yeah, don't get the most up-to-date one that has the Bluetooth connectivity to your phone.
Oh, no, Apple knows what I'm doing. Of course they do. Meanwhile, if you watch pornography, it's likely that you do so on the internet, unless you're old school. The days when consuming pornography meant buying or borrowing a pinup magazine or watching a film loop in a peep show booth are long gone. Are they? As are those of tracking down adult video stores in faraway neighborhoods. Most porn is viewed easily on accessible tube sites such as YouPorn, RedTube, Xvideos, and Pornhub. They work on the same...
Jason's like, you hit all of his right there.
Just funny because it's like every, like, this is like a story that, like, I don't know how many 12-year-old, 13-year-old boys just, like, favorited. Because, like, oh, I know which sites to go to now.
By the way, this is from The New Yorker.
Yeah.
Just by the way, if you need me to go back and tell you again, it's YouPorn, RedTube, Xvideos, and Pornhub.
Xvideos, how's that spelled?
The letter X and then videos.
Oh, all right. I'm going to try that one.
They work on the same model as YouTube. They are free and steer users to amateur videos, snippets uploaded from commercial producers, and pirated material. Watching pornography no longer requires leaving the privacy of your home, although that doesn't mean you necessarily do it there. See, according to a recent CNBC report, 70% of Americans' online porn access occurs during the 9-to-5 workday.
No. Who does that?
Apparently,
70%
of Americans.
Man.
Pornography has changed unrecognizably from its so-called golden age. If you're wondering, that's the period in the 60s and 70s when adult movies had theatrical releases and seemed... in step with the wider movement of sexual liberation, before VHS drove down production quality in the 80s. See, today's films are often short and nearly always hardcore, and they show penetrative sex.
Oh, so the first time, was the first time you guys watched porn with a woman?
The current one?
Or whichever.
not that long ago, actually.
Honeymoon.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a good honeymoon activity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, mine had never actually seen porn before.
Oh.
Like, she had seen, like, the Cinemax porn.
Oh.
So the first time we watched porn, that was the only time we watched porn, because she saw it and she was like, this is too much.
Is it like I would watch a slasher movie?
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, why would you watch that?
Exactly.
I kind of got a little scared with mine. I was like, you like this too much.
I was like, I can't believe that you didn't know this is what goes on. Like, you know, this is what we do, right?
I've mentioned before on the show that we went to the Armory in San Francisco to do the tour, the home of kink.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
We did that.
Yeah.
So there you go. In case you're wondering, among the most popular search terms in 2015 were...
Ooh, can I guess?
Hey, go ahead.
Teen.
That is listed, yes.
Big black cocks.
No, not as popular as you'd like to think, Kareem.
BBW.
No, sir.
Okay. Co-ed?
Nope. That would...
Next door?
Nope.
And was it... incest?
No, sir. Okay. According to the New Yorker, they were anal.
Oh. That was my other guess.
Of course it's anal.
Amateur.
Oh, yeah. All right. All right. Yep. Yep.
Teen.
Mm-hmm.
And this one kind of freaks me out a little. Mom and son.
Incest. That's what I said.
Viewing figures are on a scale that golden age moguls never dreamed of. In 2014, Pornhub alone had 78 billion page views. X Videos is the 56th most popular website in the world. Some porn sites get more traffic than news sites like CNN, in less only than platforms like Google, Facebook, Amazon, and PayPal.
That's funny.
Yeah, you know, we like sex. Humans like sex.
Mm-hmm. The millions of people using the sites probably don't care much about who produces the content, but those who work in the porn in the United States tend to draw a firm line between the amateur porn that now proliferates online and the legal adult film industry that took shape after the California Supreme Court ruled in 1989 that film sex does not count as prostitution. Since then, the industry has been based in LA's San Fernando Valley, where its professional norms and regulations have mimicked the more respectable Hollywood neighbors. In the pornography industry, what everyone needs to know, Shira Tarrant explains how the industry works in the new age of internet porn and sets out to provide neutral, even-handed information. And that's the best kind of handed to do when you're talking about porn, about the production and consumption. It's not an easy task since the porn wars of the 70s and 80s when feminists campaigned against expanding pornography and other feminists sided with Hustler to defend it. Talking about pornography in terms of mere facts seems impossible. The atmosphere of controversy makes it hard to avoid moral positions. Even to suspend judgment may be to take sides. See, back in 1995, that would be 21 years ago now, Jenna Jameson signed her first contract with a new porn studio called Wicked Pictures. She was 20, ambitious, and already making a name for herself. In her memoir, How to Make Love Like a Porn Star, she recalled meeting the studio's founder in a rickety corrugated steel office in an industrial park. That's the best place.
Yeah.
The most important thing to me right now is either sign me or I can go to another company and take them to the top. It's up to you. I'm going to be a star with or without you. Now that's the type of pluckiness you got to admire.
Exactly.
She has the pluckiest pussy ever. So yeah, the New York article goes on from there, but you know, we're running out of show here. So, and it gets into very boring New Yorker talk, but
probably ends with a stupid cartoon that nobody understands.
The last sentence: every era gets the porn it deserves. So take that, 20s people with your flipping pictures.
That's right.
Giant bushes. By the way, you can get that on the internet too. It's all there.
I kind of like where it's at, to be honest.
You're good with the porn?
Well, I mean, it's nice not having to hide magazines and, you know, I don't know if I'd have to do that nowadays, but, you know, it's like...
Well, you got a child on the way, you would have to hide them soon.
Well, yeah, I would have to hide, yes, but, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to have magazines anymore. Like, sure. I just clear my browser. I go incognito.
Clear the browser history.
And then, yep.
All right, well, that's sex toy news. And meanwhile, an Iowa man who I've dubbed the Measurer was arrested for allegedly measuring his penis with a cardboard ruler while at a urinal inside a college library bathroom.
I don't even want to know.
Oh, his name is Thomas Morgan. He's 42. He was arrested on a misdemeanor indecent exposure charge in connection with an incident at the University of Iowa's main library in Iowa City. Cops say he was inside a restroom when he partially turned his body toward a victim/witness who was using the urinal in the bathroom. Morgan then, and I quote, measured his penis against a cardboard ruler. The victim told the cop that Morgan subsequently made a comment regarding his size. The man added that atop two of the urinals, there were cardboard rulers with dark Sharpie markings regarding penis size.
Oh, my God.
It is unclear from the complaint whether the rulers were homemade.
Obviously. You know what? Last time I remember when I was at Target, there was a couple of like cardboard rulers that said penis measures on them.
Oh.
So like that's, you probably got them there. It was in their dollar bin.
I should have registered for those. And wow. The victim told police that he felt weird and uncomfortable seeing the defendant's semi-erect penis. Would it have been better if it were fully turgid, son? Is that what you're complaining about?
Well, at least it's, you know, it's fair when it comes to measurement,
either,
you know?
Either limp or rock hard, that's fine, but semi-hard, no, that's creepy.
That just means that you want to give him ample time to also get, you know, semi-erect so they can measure at the same time,
well,
you
sure.
know?
Well, sure, well, and you can change your mind.
Yeah.
Once you go fully turgid, there's really no turning back.
It was an offer. Mm-hmm. You know, all you needed to say was no, not interested. You didn't have to go tell somebody. Like, you know, it's just some dudes in a bathroom measuring their dicks. Who hasn't done that? Who hasn't done that? Who hasn't been in the bathroom measuring their dicks with other guys?
I have not done that.
No.
Really?
Yeah. If I come in the bathroom and you show me your dick, I'm going to kick you in the ass.
Yeah, we don't want to see your dick.
No, I'm not the measure. But I mean, I've been there before.
Look, that's like the white guy who hit Kevin Johnson in the face with a pie. If you hit a black person in the face with anything, if you go near their face, you get your ass whooped.
Oh, and now he's suing because Kevin Johnson then punched him, and that was apparently, as he's claiming, a violation of his civil rights.
Yes.
I don't like Kevin Johnson, but you throw a pie at somebody, you throw something at somebody, you cannot not expect to get hit by that person.
Especially if you come at them from a blind spot.
Yeah.
I consider you two friends, so I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to let the audience know. Do not fuck with black people in their faces. Point blank, period.
Is it like black women in their hair?
Yes, it's worse. You will get your ass whooped.
If anybody hits me in the nose, I will lose my shit.
Yes. If you put your hand in a black person's face, if you like just pretend like you're going to touch, like, no, you're asking for an ass
whooped. What all those fights on Jerry Springer are about.
Yes.
Now it all makes sense.
You are asking for an ass whooping. So I'm just going to let you know ahead of time, so you can save yourself an ass whooping.
Oh, that's good knowledge. Now it's time for this.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
Oh, it's time for Speak Out from the Press Republican in Plattsburgh, New York. Kudos to the crew at Riverside Cemetery on Stelzer Avenue in Plattsburgh for the wonderful condition you've kept it in this season. As a former groundskeeper and ex-Masters champion, I can appreciate the hard work and dedication in maintaining your level of excellence.
Oh, well, I mean, like, Masters champion, like a golf Masters champion?
Unclear. Rest in peace, Arnold Palmer. Next, all Republicans should support each other as the people votes and speaks out even if they don't agree. It's the people who matter.
Wait. There's that one. No,
I read it exactly as it's written, my friend. Trump supporters should urge the RNC to pressure their candidate to release his business income taxes now. These documents will either show that he's an honest and successful businessman or that he's a fraud and a con artist extraordinaire. Voters need to know about Mr. Trump's foreign business arrangements before the election. Hey, there's something fair, although I don't think this is the right forum for it. I love it when your neighbor borrows something and then you have to remind them several times to return it. Also, when you let them borrow your lawnmower or snowplow and they return it and never put any gas in it. Do us a favor and get your own stuff so you don't have to borrow mine. Well, here's a tip for you. Tell them no.
Yeah, or just go, hey, Jerry, can you put some gas in there next time you use it?
Yeah. Jerry, if you bring it back empty, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Yeah. Hey, Jerry, listen, you need your own stuff.
Yeah. Let's talk, Jerry. The neighbor boy will do all that stuff for like $20.
Yeah. So, you know.
You can get my stuff.
Here, I'm going to give you my mower because I just bought a new one. Just keep it.
Yeah, fuck off. To the kind gentleman at the Target pharmacy who paid my copay so I could get my medicine, even after my friend said she would run to the car for it, we thank you very much. It was a very sweet and kind gesture. We will never get your name, but I will pay it forward. I hope you see this, and thank you again so very much. And finally, I go to football games to watch my grandson play, only to watch him stand on the sidelines the entire game.
Yay.
I confronted the head coach about this matter, and he replied, "That's just too bad."
Way to go, coach.
My grandson shows up for practice every day, and this being second year on varsity, he should not be standing on the sideline watching teammates play. Every player on the team should be on the field playing, not on the sideline watching. Nothing but disrespect by the entire football staff. Other parents feel the same way when they go to watch their children or grandchildren play. This is very upsetting. Here's a tip. If he shows up every day and he doesn't play, your grandson's shit. Yeah. Let's just be honest about it.
Just be happy that he's getting up off his ass, getting some exercise, learning some discipline, and will hopefully be a better human being because of it.
Yeah, he's not a good football player.
He's not going to be getting recruited.
maybe he should consider another line of endeavor for his extracurricular activities.
Exactly.
Yeah, you go to theater. You know, at least there's girls that want to do it there.
Maybe instead of football, the cheerleading squad.
Yes.
Then maybe that is.
Hey, I did that, and I am happy for it.
Yeah.
maybe the band. Chess club, debate, you know, there's a lot of things.
Mock trial.
Not everybody's good at athletics.
Nope.
And who knows, maybe he's better at badminton.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's better at bowling.
Yes.
You know, maybe he's better at
pool. I mean, if you're going to be an athlete and you're not going to really be on the field, you might as well be a cheerleader.
Yeah. That's fair. Or you're just standing there waiting for somebody to get hurt.
Yeah.
There you go.
So there you go. That's Speak Out. Went a little long, but we had complaints. We had questions to answer.
Exactly.
Stupid questions.
Yes, that was fun.
Hey, Hillary Clinton, you're welcome. You don't have to answer those questions.
You don't need to.
We took care of all of them for you. You're welcome.
Hey, we're with you.
Well, you know, what are you going to do, vote for Gary Johnson?
No.
No, the guy he eats weed and doesn't know about anything.
Hey, exactly. Oh, my God. Somebody, I was on a post earlier today. Somebody was posting that, you need to just vote for Gary. I'm like, how's that even an argument to have? It's not even
you might as well stay home.
Yeah, I mean, please just stay home, buddy.
Yeah, you're wasting everyone's time with your Gary Johnson votes.
Damn millennials.
Vote for Gary Shandling. He's dead.
Yeah.
And he'd make better decisions than Gary Johnson.
A number of better decisions.
So there you go. All right, that'll do it. Kareem, I hope you're having a wonderful vacation in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
We'll,
my tan, zip lining, and doing Tai Chi on the beach.
I can't wait to see your tan.
Right? Not your tan lines, though.
No.
Not interested.
Kind of would like to see those two.
Would you like to measure them? See how they measure up?
You spent too much time with Sam.
Alrighty, we'll see you on Wednesday with a fresh new episode. Tenth Samson joins Jason and I for another episode of The Nate Darling Show. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.